Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon. Bobby Hebert with us, Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. Want to tell everybody at 5:20, the skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson, will join us as coming up this coming Saturday, and you can hear these games live at the Super Regional as LSU will play West Virginia. Pregame at 12:30, 1 o'clock first pitch on Sunday. It'll be 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch, and if there's a game Monday, we'll have it here right on the Big 870 WWL. Bob, I had a couple texts yesterday, and I saved them for you. One was the thought process with Tyler Shuck being the starting quarterback. Will the Saints throw the long ball more with him? That's really not a high percentage throw. If you're going to live by the long ball, it's kind of like the blitz. If you live by the blitz, you're going to die by the blitz. And so I was going to throw that out to you.
Well, give me more receiver that gets the yards after the catch. That all of a sudden, because you know why I say that? Because the ball's coming out quickly. You get in the receiver's hands. It could be a bubble screen, which Kellen Moore, no one runs more RPO-type plays than Kellen Moore. Bubble screen's a big part of that. And then can you turn that into 10, 11, 12-yard gain or like a quick slant? Just getting the ball in your playmaker's hands and let them cover the yardage. Now, there's nothing wrong with bombs away. And we had that guy, Rashid Shaheed. Look, Rashid Shaheed, all of a sudden, even before he knew how to run routes, I guarantee he can run a go route, he can run a bomb, and get the ball out there. I remember, what was the play? It might have been one of his first touchdowns in his career. I want to say we were playing at Washington against the Commanders, and Jameis Winston hit him on a bomb. And so we've seen Rashid Shaheed get behind the defense. Brandon Cooks get behind the defense. But it's something about that if you could throw underneath and get that yards after the catch, I'm telling you, that is something that I know you love the long ball and all that, but can you consistently move the chains? And the one thing, listen, if you score, you score. I don't care if it's 3 or 4 plays or 14 plays. But you know who loves 12, 14-play drives? The damn defense. The defense looks at you, boy, great job. Boy, they well-rested. They can pin their ears back. They can go. So that's why, a lot of different ways to skin a cat. But I think the one thing, and I brought up the RPOs with Kellen Moore, and this is not an opinion. This is a track record and what he's done. Who's your mentor, how you learn and everything. Kellen Moore used a heavy diet of RPOs. The Picayune did an outstanding job with this. I think it was Luke Johnson. Kellen Moore used a heavy diet of RPO play last season with the Eagles. According to Pro Football Reference, the Eagles used an NFL high Now, this is not opinion. This actually happened. NFL high, 274 run pass options, RPOs. 103 more than the next closest team. Okay, let me read that again. Now, I know they got Jalen Hurts, and you have Saquon Barkley. Well, we got Alvin Kamara. I think Spencer Rattler can run. I don't know if he's like Jalen Hurts. And I look at Tyler Shuck, he ain't no spaz. I mean, I think, not that they Jalen Hurts, but I'm looking at the Eagles using NFL high, 274 RPOs, 103 more than the next closest team. Now, but that was the Eagles, Bobby. What are you talking about? Okay, look at Kellen Moore. The year before that, the Chargers offense finished second in the NFL in RPO plays. So they were first with the Eagles, second with the Chargers, Kellen Moore running the offense. His Cowboys teams now, the Cowgirls, I should say, didn't use the RPOs as much, but still consistently finish in the top half of the NFL league in that usage. So when you look at like what Kellen Moore wants to do, and Spencer Rattler, for instance, you look at the quarterbacks we have right now on the team ran plenty of RPO concepts in college. Spencer Rattler ran a ton of RPOs for the South Carolina Gamecocks. And even Spencer said that the plays you're running specifically with Moore's offense is a lot like what I'm used to, is generally allowing the quarterback to play a basketball point guard. Not necessarily a scorer, but like a point guard and you distribute. If you can get just a couple of quick completions going, remember I tell you, get the ball out of your hands, get some confidence, bubble screens, whatever it might be, and then you get into a rhythm. Now, rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck said he spent a lot of time watching film of Pro Bowl quarterbacks Dak Prescott and Justin Herbert operating Kellen Moore's offense. Prescott threw for nearly 5,000 yards in his first season in Moore's offense and nearly 40 touchdowns a few years later. So the point being that with Kellen Moore, he's going to adjust to whatever the quarterback does best. Whether it's Dak Prescott, whether it's Justin Herbert, whether it's Jalen Hurts. That's why I'm telling you, it helps. The best coach I ever had, helped me make the Pro Bowl in 1994, was a former NFL quarterback back up to Steve Burkowski, was June Jones. You know, they know what a pass rush is. They know what you have to do to be successful as a winning quarterback. So I'm telling you, by having Kellen Moore as the head coach, and all of a sudden, that the whole offensive room, all those quarterback minds they have in there, shame on Spencer or Rattler or Tyler Shuck if they do not have success. That means they're not a starting quarterback in the NFL. That's what I would say.
Bob, you know what really helps the passing game? When I can run the ball.
Oh, without a doubt.
Man, the RPO. You see, yep. That was something with Dak. He had Ezekiel Elliott. Okay, and that's before Zeke kind of the thread came off the
tires. Yeah, on the back end.
Yeah, but then you look at what the Eagles did last year, and I've never seen this stat before for a Super Bowl team. They ran the football more than any other team in pro football, and they threw it less.
Well, and you don't think Kellen Moore wants to throw the football? Hell yeah, he does. But he's smart enough to adjust to the talent that they have on the team. What is going to take to win and be prolific offense?
I agree with you. When we come back, we'll have on with us the head coach of the LSU Fighting Tiger baseball team, Jay Johnson, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the skipper of the LSU Tiger baseball team, Jay Johnson. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Congratulations. Moving on to the Super Regionals. And one question for you, and you've been doing this a while, and there's always moments in time for a young player. And you had a lot of guys really kind of take their game to where they had to be Monday night. But Cason Evans, freshman, that was the ring of fire around him when he got in there. Nothing was really going right. But to pitch the way he did, 12 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts in a row, 6 innings, gave up only 4 hits, 1 run. That, for me, and I've done this a while, is about as impressive a performance under pressure for a freshman as I've seen for LSU baseball.
Yeah, and good to be on with you guys talking about more baseball this week. And one of the main reasons we have to thank for that is Cason Evans. I'm not surprised. I'm the least surprised person. You know, it was a big recruiting win. Everybody in the country wanted him. We worked really hard to get him. We worked really hard to get him through the professional draft and get him to come to college. And then, you know, it didn't take long in the fall to see this guy was going to be really important for us and what we're doing. And obviously was spectacular on Monday night. And, you know, we did kind of hold him on Sunday because if we needed length and needed a performance like that, I was confident he could give it to us. You know, had we been up 5-2 in the fifth or the sixth on Sunday, we would have rolled him out there, but glad we had him available for Monday and he did a great job.
Now, Coach Johnson, how do you figure this out? Is it just instincts or gut feeling, strategic moves that all of a sudden, let me mix up the batting lineup. I mean, I don't know. I watch baseball, but you look at your expertise and let me mix things up a little bit. Then you put your two-hole hitter, you put in Ethan Fry. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then Derek Curo to lead off Steve, Milam and Milam and all that. Look at it. How do you figure that out? Who's batting where?
Well, a lot goes into that. This year, actually, I've been probably more consistent with the order than any year of my coaching career. And we've been a very consistent team. I do feel like we needed to do something. And frankly, it wasn't really complicated. It was Ethan had been taking great at bats. Steven had been taking great at bats. Get them up in front of Danny Dickinson, you know, who had hit two homers against Little Rock in the first game of the regional. So obviously he was a threat for them. Jake Brown, obviously, we felt like was a good matchup for the starting pitcher. And then Jared Jones, you know, kind of hiding him a little bit in the six hole. If those guys in front of him did their job, maybe Little Rock would lose track of him a little bit. And he's obviously a huge homer, you know, the swing of the game, you know, tied with Ethan Frye's, you know, bases clearing double in the fourth. And then you're looking at, like, you got Luis Hernandez down in the eight hole. That's about as good an eight hole hitter as you could have. So we just kind of worked on it on Monday morning and felt like it flowed good. It flowed right. And it certainly did. And it flowed right because the players executed good at bats and did their jobs.
Now, Coach Johnson, looking at Braswell, a veteran that he is, coming over from South Carolina, shortstop, now at third base. How do you distinguish? Is it a feel at third base, or is it more Braswell because of the defense, or when you're looking for more offense, or do you substitute and you have, like, designated hitter or whatever? How does that come about as far as that strategy?
Well, it just depends. I mean, Michael's been a really good player for us for 2 years. He does play great defense. That night, it was imperative to start him out there, you know, because we thought with Zach, they would hit the ball on the ground to the left side a lot. And you love having him over there. Having two shortstops on the left side of the field has been great for us. We've played great infield defense this year. Michael's been a big part of that. But we do have some bats, you know, sitting there on the bench that have had success for us. When you're talking about Ashton Larson and Josh Pearson, and we can kind of deploy them where we need to. And we had a spot the other night before Ethan's big double. Ashton drew a walk right there to extend the inning to get it back to the top of the order. And then Derek drew a walk, and then it set the stage for Ethan. So we just have versatility with our team and kind of try to put them in spots to be successful.
You know, Coach Johnson, you bring up Zach, what's up? I don't know. It's kind of like, boy, going from the penthouse to the outhouse, not outhouse to the penthouse, and that all of a sudden he was considered one of the, looking at the regular season, one of the SEC's best relievers, and then he's experiencing command issues as of late. Is that just because he's in a funk and maybe he comes out that funk? Because I know you have confidence in him, or he wouldn't have been having those opportunities at the beginning of the season.
Oh, no, he's one of our best pitchers. You can't be a first-team All-SEC performer without being good and having a great year. And, you know, sometimes baseball's like that. And credit Little Rock. They were a hot team. They were taking good at-bats and did a good job the other night. I have full faith in Zach, and we'll definitely need him this weekend, and we'll definitely need him in Omaha, you know, should we advance past this weekend to win a national championship.
Now, Coach Johnson, I remember when you first came on board, you know, when you leave the Arizona Wildcats and look at Arizona now in the Big 12s, the first Super Regional since 2016. I think you remember that. But then it's kind of, you know, who are they playing for? UCLA now in the Big 10. And then you look Arizona, Big 12. I still think of the Pac-12 on that. And, you know, in the first time since 2019 in the Supers, I believe they got knocked out by Michigan, the number one national seed back then. But look, I remember when you came to LSU and you look at the pitching, we had a bunch of right-handed pitchers. And I don't know if you've – I mean, maybe you can enlighten me, but I don't know if I've ever witnessed this. Look at the left-handed stud pitching we have in college baseball. The Super Regionals will feature three left-handers who are projected as the number two, number three, number four picks in the Major League Baseball draft. This is according to MLB.com, a writer, Jim – Calise, if I'm pronouncing that right. You look at Liam Dole with Tennessee. You look at Kate Anderson with LSU. And then you look at Florida State's Jamie Arnold. I mean, have you ever seen that early projected going in the Major League Baseball draft that high, those three lefties? That's 2, 3, and 4. That's about as good as it gets.
Yes, and thank God the Tigers have Kate Anderson, is what I'll say to that. And I really like the games when I'm writing his name in the lineup card going out there to start the game. And it's no secret, baseball hasn't changed in terms of what winning baseball is, and it starts on the mound and really ends on the mound. And, you know, Kate's one of the best in the country, as are Jamie Arnold and Liam Doyle. And, you know, all three of us have a chance to win this weekend and get to Omaha and compete for a national championship because of those three pitchers. And I think it speaks to what college baseball has become. It's become a great training ground for Major League Baseball, and there's more interest in the college game now than ever. And I just think better guys are postponing their pro career to spend time at schools like LSU, and that's awesome.
Now, Coach Johnson, you think you see more of this? Because I was like, whoa, I'm kind of shocked. Looking at ACC and the SEC, I still think it's two of the best conferences. Obviously, the teams that are going to move on. But you look at Murray State, and then all of a sudden they upset Ole Miss. And then to me, it was like, okay, a directional school. It's like your little brother whipping your ass. I mean, University of Texas, San Antonio, the Roadrunners beat their big brother with back-to-back days. And they went 3-0 against them this season. I mean, I guess the Texas Longhorns alum, they can't be too happy with that. But you think you'll continue to see that in the future? Because I was like, whoa. That to me was shocking, because that's right in your backyard. You know, when you're alum and you hang out and all that. And they go, all I know is we 3-0 against y'all, the Roadrunners versus the Longhorns. And then, obviously, with the race that Murray State did to Ole Miss. But to me, right there in your backyard, UTSA in Texas, that's very humbling.
Well, UTSA is a legit team. And they're old, they're athletic, they're strong. They have good bullpen. You know, and just because they're not in the SEC or the Big 12, you can kind of see that coming a mile away. Not just necessarily beating Texas, but a team that was very capable of winning a regional this year. So, you know, if you're just a casual fan and you just look at the names of the schools, you would go like, oh my goodness, what happened? But that's a real team. I mean, they have a legitimate chance to be in Omaha. And, you know, if we advance and they advance, they're on our side of the bracket, and there'll be a challenge. And, you know, they're very well coached. Coach Hallmark is a good coach, and they're a very confident team right now, too. And if you get good players that are confident and playing aggressive this time of year, that's a really good formula.
You know, Coach Johnson, looking at SEC and the power that they have, you know, they only advanced 4 of the record 13 tournament teams to go to the Super Regional. But you look at past history, and you can see why they're the most powerful conference. Now, you've produced the last 5 national champions, 10 of the last 15, and have had a team in 14 of the last 15 college World Series finals. So that speaks volumes right now. But when you look on paper, man, the ACC ain't too bad, considering they have 5 teams going to the Super Regional.
No, they're good, too. And it has been an interesting tournament. I am very surprised that we only had 4 teams advance because of going through the schedule. But kind of a double-edged sword, because, you know, it's 11 weeks of a pretty stiff and intense grind. And if you don't come out of that in the right mental space and you're in a double elimination tournament, you can get beat. And I think that's what happened a little bit this weekend. It's why we don't take a lot of risks as far as throwing off. After it took me about 30 minutes of watching Little Rock of like, okay, we're going to start Anthony Orcade. We're not going to look past this game. And I look pretty smart, you know, based on how Little Rock played, you know, in this regional. I just think there's a lot of good teams. Baseball is different, you know. Football and basketball, the team that's more talented is going to win 90% of the time. Baseball is a little different that way. Team that plays the best that day.
Coach, you brought it up earlier in the interview about Luis Hernandez, and he hit you 2 solo home runs. But if you go into baseball park and you say, okay, how many of you guys want to play catcher? They ain't got a lot of hands go up, okay? It's not the glamour sort of spot. And I look at it the same way I look at playing center in football. That's not a lot of guys that want that responsibility of not only the physical grind of it, but that's a mental part of this game too. So kind of tell the average fan how difficult it is to play that catcher position. And, okay, that's not one that you got 50 people you picking out of. That's just an elite group of guys that can play the catcher position as well as what Hernandez can.
No doubt about it. One of the greatest things that's happened to this program and this team this year is that we have Luis Hernandez on our team. Obviously, he's such a great competitor, big-time clutch factor, obviously, as we saw on Monday night, and how he's handled our pitching staff, how he's worked in a way to be like a servant of our pitchers. He's made those guys better, kind of good at bats, and he's a Hall of Fame human being. And at that position, you need a high-character guy or you're going to have a hard time as a team. And I'm very thankful for Luis and excited to see him keep going like he did on Monday night.
Now, Coach Johnson, West Virginia coming to town. You almost played them last year, considering the Mountaineers and their baseball program. I was just reading about them. It looks like not really jacking home runs. They're playing a lot of small ball. So what can you tell the fans about West Virginia? I know the Saints went to the Greenbrier and had training camp in West Virginia because it wasn't too hot in the summer. Well, I can tell you what, it's going to be hot 1 o'clock come Saturday afternoon. So I think that should benefit the Tigers versus the Mountaineers. But what can you tell the folks about West Virginia coming to town?
Yeah, very good team. Had an outstanding season. Big 12 champions. Great record. A couple really good starting pitchers. Couple really good bullpen pieces. They definitely have an identity as a team on offense of you got to get that leadoff guy out for sure because they like to bunt. They like to run, cause a lot of chaos. They're aggressive with their swings towards mistakes, and they're good when they get rolling. And so it's going to be real important we get that leadoff man out each inning and not let them do what they want to do.
Coach, would a player like Jared Jones, who's going to be playing in the major leagues real soon, but everybody goes through slumps. If you play baseball, how much of a sigh of relief? Okay, he pops off the home run and sort of kind of seals the deal, the two-run homer. But you almost felt for him because he was really struggling. I think that was his first extra base hit since the South Carolina series. And you can tell when guys get in a slump, it's not so much maybe the mechanics, but also between the ears.
Yeah, and Jared's a great player, has been a great player. He's been a great leader for this team and wants to contribute and help us win and get to Omaha and all these types of things. And he's one of the most dangerous hitters in the country. So he's a guy that always has a target on his back. He gets pitched differently, gets pitched tougher. And I was really happy for him, really proud of him. He's put in the work that day to make sure he was right for the game. And he was, and that was a big deal for us. So proud of him and excited to get him rolling this weekend.
Coach Johnson, you kind of mentioned it with West Virginia and getting the leadoff man out. We've talked to a bunch of different reporters kind of previewing that matchup, and everyone kind of says the same thing, that they like to muck it up, and they like to get runners on and steal bases and earn, you know, the hit-by-pitches and the walks, and they don't have the most pop in the bat, but they're a team that hits 300 at the plate. And so that's just what they want to do offensively. So it's going to be a real big weekend for your defense, which has been so excellent all year long.
Yeah, no question. They do a good job with what they do. And it's old and veteran hitters. They were in a super regional last year, so this isn't foreign territory for them. So they play with a lot of confidence and, you know, getting the leadoff man out, holding runners, pitchers fielding the position, making sure you get an out on a bunt. Playing very clean, fundamental baseball with the infield defense is going to be really important to keep them held down.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it, and God bless you. You kept my summer rolling a little bit longer. You know, when you guys win like this and extend into June, man, you give us content and everything else. And I know for Tiger fans, I got a neighbor like that. He says there's only two seasons in the year. Football season, baseball season,
well,
nothing else.
And you know, Mike and Coach Johnson, you know what I tell people? I go, the north, south, east, west, all around the country, And I go, well, we don't have a major league team, but our major league team is the LSU Fighting Tigers.
That's right.
The Astros, and you got the Rangers and all that. Maybe you go on a vacation in the summer. But I'm telling you, you got the New Orleans Saints, LSU football, and LSU baseball is like our major league team.
Well, let's keep you talking about the Tigers next week and talking about a trip to Omaha.
All right.
All righty, Coach. Hey, hope to talk to you next week then. That'll work.
Sounds great.
Thanks
hey,
so
have
much.
Have a great night.
All righty. The skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson, will be back with our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. God, I'm going to ask you the question right off the bat. Looks as though Aaron Rodgers is going to do what we all thought he was going to do and end up signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have really struggled at the quarterback position since Big Ben's retirement. Can Aaron Rodgers still kind of have a little magic left in him to get this team to win a playoff game and to literally be a legitimate Super Bowl team this year?
Hell yeah. I mean, I don't know if he will. Look at Brett Favre. Oh, he went to the Jets. He's washed up. But then, no. What did he do with the Vikings? I mean, I don't know. They go to the Super Bowl, whatever. I mean, what was he, a three-time MVP?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers might be a jerk. And he's flaky and he's weird and all.
Right.
But that doesn't mean he can't spin it. And you have to realize, last year when he came back from Achilles injury, you know, you're trying to push off Dan Marino retired from an Achilles injury. Didn't even play anymore. And you look at Aaron Rodgers' age. I know he's weird. Okay, he's weird. He don't want to come to New Orleans. Well, screw him. The Houdat Nation don't like him anymore. We're not for him.
Boo to him.
No, we want to land on him and maybe hurt him. Oh, no, Bobby, you can't say that this day and age. But no, so Aaron Rodgers, no, there's not enough quarterbacks. So, yeah, now it'd be interesting to see. He's showing up for mandatory minicamp. I mean, I don't know. Does he know the plays? Did they secretly already have him a playbook? Because from a mental aspect, you want that to be second nature. I don't care how smart Aaron Rodgers is. And I don't know. You can go on so many retreats. Is he studying on those retreats to get away, maybe looking at the playbook? But I'm just saying Aaron Rodgers, anytime, what was he, Mike, three-time MVP? So we were trying to get Drew Brees one MVP.
Yes.
And it didn't happen. So that's why when I look at the quarterbacks and how Aaron Rodgers ended the season, look at his quarterback interception ratio. I think it was like 28-5, something like that. He threw for like 4,000 yards. So I think he's over that Achilles injury. So I don't know. I'm not saying he's going to do anything with the Steelers. I look at the Bengals, Ravens, and where they at, and who knows about the Browns. But, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers has success, I would not be surprised. Or if he gets hurt again, I would not be surprised. I mean, he's an old man now, but he still can spin it.
I'm curious to see how that relationship's going to go with head coach Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, that'll be interesting because Mike Tomlin's kind of old school, defensive oriented. Right. But
he's not going to take Aaron's, you know, his quirks and attitude.
Well, if you win, you put up with a lot.
Yeah, that is true.
No, if you're not winning, then you go in a different direction. And then you can have confrontation. But if you're winning, that a coach has put up with a lot.
It seemed like a no-brainer
prima donnas.
With Mason Rudolph being, you know, your projected starter for week one right now.
Well, what is Mason Rudolph famous for? What is he famous for?
Getting into a fight.
No. It was like supposedly, which I think it came about an investigation. It was not true. That he used the N-word to Garrett.
That's what I was saying, the fight there.
Miles Garrett.
Garrett, yeah. Ryan, to come out, that wasn't true. And that Mason Rudolph caught a lot of flack from that. But that's what he's known for. Who wants to be known for that? I mean, I have to think about that. No, Mason Rudolph, again, is an NFL quarterback. You know, you got to last, and you get paid. But are you a starting NFL quarterback? You know, you can have a 10, 11, 12-year career. So that's why, to me, for the Steelers to roll the dice, you know, they still looking for a guy to take Ben Roethlisberger's place. It's just the reality of it. Because don't the Steelers seem like they're always in contention?
For sure.
And Mike, when you look at isn't it the longest tenure now as a head coach with this? The Steelers don't fire their coach. And why are they always in the hunt and the thick of things? That doesn't mean they go win anything. But you'd almost be surprised if the Steelers are not a playoff team. Doesn't mean they're going to win anything.
I think they got a shot.
Right.
I really do believe
that. Yeah. Doesn't mean they're going to win anything, but they're going to be in the playoff hunt. So,
Steve?
Well, I'm going to the NFC East, guys. I don't know what is going on at New York Giants organized team activities. Rough day today. First of all, rookie Jackson Dart, 5 of 9 passing, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. 7-on-7 drills.
Well, that could happen. But when you brought to my attention what you told me, they're getting a fight.
Well, I was going to say the workout ended early because of multiple fights going on. These guys aren't even in pads yet.
Yeah, how can you fight in OTAs? The linemen aren't fighting. That has to be the receivers and defensive backs.
No, I was seeing Brian Burns was in the mix.
Oh, Brian Burns.
And an offensive lineman. So, I don't know what's going on. Like you said, they're not banging in the trenches right now.
The Giants are dysfunctional. Aren't they on the same schedule? We should beat the damn Giants.
Amen.
The Giants are dysfunctional.
That's a W.
You know, we're trying to get the over and under is 5.5. We're trying to get more
There's
than 5.5
one.
Wins. But yeah, that's one. We should beat the dysfunctional Giants. They are dysfunctional right now. And as we go on the break, I want you to get your opinion on this, both of y'all, on Triple Option. This is a great plan for the NBA. You know how you want to pique interest? You look at the NHL, any all-star game, Major League Baseball, the Pro Bowl, now that's no longer. It's a joke. It's now fun and games, whatever.
Black football.
Yeah, exactly. The NBA is working on a plan to turn next season's all-star game into the U.S. versus the world. I'm interested in that because, you know, are you going to compete? Who has the better players?
I'm in trouble for the U.S.
The U.S., yes, versus the world competition. It remains unclear how the format will work. But speaking to Fox Sports 1 earlier, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver was asked, is the U.S. versus the world, is that a possibility? He addressed the idea on March 27 as well as looking at the league's most recent Board of Governors meeting, which he revealed that the NBA was scrapping the All-Star mini tournament. That was a joke format that was used last season. So I'm telling you, as early as next season, you could see the USA versus the world.
I'm all now, about it.
That's intriguing.
I'm for that.
Because you'd want to watch.
I'm for that.
Because, okay, the U.S. don't want to be embarrassed. Oh, we invented basketball, but we ain't got the best players in the world. Internationally, they're the better players. No, that would be intriguing because look at the international stars versus the American stars. And look, SGA and all that. Oh, well, that's on North America. No, that's international. They play for the world. They're not playing for the United States. That's something I would watch. I think we all would watch that.
I agree with you. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglio along with Steve Geller, Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long. When we come back from our news break, the voice of the New Orleans Saints, Mike Hollis, joins the group right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.